kind of a delayed effort in this thing. It is not March the 25th, but the 26th of March, 2014, in Los Angeles, California, in the United States of America. Let's hone in on it. Where is PJ? In the Lucy Coleman studio. Thank you for joining me for another webcast. One of the latest records that's out in this generation of young people that has surprised me and taken me back, it's a song that has the words in it, I ain't worried about nothing. I ain't worried about nothing. And I listened to the bravado through which these youngsters sing this song, and I say, really? Now, when God has been erased, when moral structure or moral fiber has been erased, when family traditions, when everything that makes one a culturally whole person dissipates, they can sing with wild bravado, I ain't worried about nothing. And only a fool, you know what? The Bible says that the fool had said in his heart that there is no God. Okay? And only a fool would have the, and I'm talking about a fool. Do you know what a fool is? Have you ever seen a fool? A fool is one whom you would never expect to act decently. A fool is one who relishes in buffoonery. Only a fool would say that they are not worried about anything or nothing. I ain't worried about nothing. I ain't worried about nothing. And maybe it's because they think that they have a lot of money and their money is going to protect them and to keep them safe. Maybe that's the whole intent of the record. I'm not sure. I'm not trying to discover it. It's just that they repeated the phrase over and over and over again. And I was left saying, really? You're not worried about anything? Really? Now, when I get in my car and I go to work this morning, I'm not necessarily worrying about anything, but I'm very cautious of what's going on around me. People driving on the highway next to me, people crossing in the intersection in front of me, who's driving behind me? And are they polishing their nose or their nails, and is their car barrowing down in back of me? I am concerned about these things. But when you have somebody walking around talking about, I ain't worried about nothing. Wait a minute, I just looked at a picture of me on this website. I have to take it off. Am I okay? I guess I'm all right. I was asking a question of someone. Why are you taking that picture? But bro-man's looking kind of hefty there, isn't he? Look at his face turning white. He's old as the old man is. Bro-man's got no with me. There's a lot to worry about. Here's some of the things that all of us need to worry about. Number one, what is your relationship with the living God, the creator of the universe, the intelligent designer? Is he pleased with you? Is the Lord pleased with your behavior in every way, in everything that you're doing? I think all of us have to worry about that. That's one thing that you got to worry about. Your first and primary concern should be what saith the Lord. What is the Lord going to say and do or relegate in my life? And is that relegation based upon me doing what he told me? And so you got that to worry about. Second thing that you got to worry about is how you're going to put food in your mouth for the rest of your lives. Because, see, they just young people singing these little Looney Tunes songs that don't mean anything. And, you know, most of the time when I talk with these young men, I don't say too much to them. Because whenever you show an ounce of intelligence more than they have at times, they get very offended. because they haven't had the training, either in academia, in college, or their minds just don't relegate to that. There's one thing that I will say, as I see young men grow up from their early 20s and getting into their mid-20s, they do like making money. They love making money. They understand it. The black man understands what making money is all about, and I'm very pleased to see that. And I'm pleased to see also that God has let some of the young men that like to make money come in my path, because that means that they can buy me dinner one night, right? Instead of the old man buying them dinner. So you have that to worry about. You also have to worry about is other people. Because when you go around boasting, talking about, I ain't worried about nothing. I ain't worried about nothing. Somebody's going to hear you say that, and they're going to become a worry to you. See, use some wisdom. I mean, and then they would just keep telling me, but you don't know what the song is all about. I said, no, no, no. You're sending signals with music. Music has always been that way. It's been a signal sender. I ain't worried about nothing. You better start worrying, boy. You better start worrying. That's about all I have to say, because I'm on my way to work and it's getting close to the hour. Try to help these young people. Try to let them know that, first of all, that their first concern is the divinity that created them. They were not a mistake. They may think that they're Darwinian, but they were not a mistake. It was a plan placed behind that beautiful life that they have. And I'm going to work today. Really, it's not work. It's a pleasure to be around young people. As a college professor and I'm around them, I love it. I mean, I gain another 5 or 6 years every day when I go and teach. I love it. I love being around them. They are just so exciting. And I want to thank you guys that know that PJ is still on his P's and Q's doing what he's doing. That's what I want you to tell these people. When these kids listen to this music, listen to me, older Christians, those of you that call yourselves that. As I am a believer in the Christ and in the God, Jehovah, but I am not like these Christians that are in this country of mine today. No. Not like the majority of them, because those people are strange. They would hear this song and tell all those kids, you all going to hell, you all stupid, and you all this. Nah, that's not the way to win them to the God of our salvation. The way to win them is with the tool that God has given, and that is to love. And that should have been the message that the church was dispensing for hundreds and hundreds, well, just for about 150 years here in this country, since slavery, you know, since a black man has come up out of that somewhat. You would think that we have gotten better. Well, I'm just rambling on. It is always good to talk with you, my friends. God bless. I pray that you have a wonderful day, and I'll try to put up more webcasts as I find the time to do it. Matter of fact, I may get home this evening and do an hour one. Right. Why not? Let me take these headsets off and say, whatever you do, stay in the Word of God.